Part 3. You will hear Holly, a student on an events management course, talking to her tutor about her work placement. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 24. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 24.
Hello, Dr. Green. I'm here to talk to you about my work placement.
Oh, yes, it's Holly, isn't it?
Yes.
So, which work placement have you chosen?
I decided to go for the Orion Stadium placement. The event I'll be managing is one where I'm helping to set up a sports competition for primary school children.
Yep, that's always a popular placement, even though it can be tougher than you think, working with children.
I know, but it's the fresh air that attracts me. Organising something indoors doesn't have the same appeal, even though it might be fun.
OK, so obviously safety is going to be one of your key concerns for this event.
Yes, I've already thought about that. I'll need to make sure none of the equipment's damaged.
Ah, well, you'll be working with schools, so the equipment will be their responsibility. However, the grounds and what goes on there will be yours.
Oh, I see. That'll include keeping everyone within the boundary once they're in their kit and on the field?
Exactly. You'll need to inspect areas like changing rooms as well, for anything someone can trip over.
Mm-hmm.
But your main priority will be not to lose anyone.
Right. I'll need staff to help with that.
And don't forget about the spectators.
Mm. I was thinking that many of them will be parents who could help run the event.
I wouldn't rely on that. They'll be more interested in filming their children than volunteering.
I'll need to make sure they don't interfere with events doing that.
And that's not always easy, especially when a proud parent's trying to get a snap of their child and you want them to move elsewhere.
OK. What about the scheduling?
With sporting events, there are all sorts of things that can alter the timetable, like rain, for instance. Though, so far, we've always been lucky with that.
Yeah, and I was thinking about what to do if someone got hurt as well. I know that last year that caused a terrible delay.
You have to be prepared for such things.
Oh, what if a match ends in a draw? Do you let the teams keep going until someone wins?
That'll be up to you. And again, you need to plan for it.
Right.